Jem Casadayley has been nominated for 2 awards at this year's NEMAs, New Talent of the Year and Album of the Year. After releasing her first singles just last year and her debut album, I Don't Know Who to Call, just a couple of months ago, Jem's pinching herself a bit about this honour. Meanwhile, as a listener, it's absolutely no mystery why she's had such success so early in her career. Her poetic lyricism, coupled with a voice that feels to have come from a deep, crystal clear well, and magical instrumentation, makes for a transformative and deeply pleasurable listening experience. And you'll hear just what I mean when we play one of her tracks at the end of this interview. Jem and I had a chat last Thursday. I started by remarking on this double nomination.
It was dawn and the night had gone to sleep.
Well, this is, I started releasing music this time last year. So it's definitely my first nomination for a big award like this. And I'm very incredibly honoured, but I was very, very surprised when I heard about them too. But yeah, the NEMAs they've been very supportive with their charts of everything I've released, and really I really appreciate it.
Well, the NEMAs, they respond to the reception your music's getting around, you know, these many countries called Australia, right? So it's not just out of a vacuum or something. Like, there's something really, really special about your work. I've been able to listen to at least a few of your tracks, and they're just, well, you tell me, what are you trying to do with your music?
Thank you, Melissa. I'm just really enjoying the process at the moment of like learning more about myself as an artist. And I think I've really enjoyed the process of like developing over the last year and kind of finding my sound and exactly where I'm keen to sit in the industry. And I just really enjoy showcasing my music and writing a lot and doing that sort of thing. But I'm just incredibly honoured to get the recognition. Also, just alongside so many brilliant First Nations artists that have been the ones that have inspired me to even pursue music in the first place. So I think that in itself is huge and really is, you know, something that I'm very surprised about, but I'm incredibly honoured.
It was dawn and the night had gone to sleep.
Yeah, so it's been my first pretty much year of having music out in the world, and I've always had a lot of music around me and my family, and my parents have always played a lot of music around me and around the house and stuff like that, and we've always sung together, and it's just been a huge part of my life, and I think it just felt so natural going on the road with Dad for a little while and just sort of learning the ropes and finding where I wanted to sit. And so, I've been around quite a bit of music for most of my life. So I'm very inspired to sort of step into music for sure.
Did you ever think of moving in another direction, or do you have kind of a foot in other vocations at all, or is it music the whole way?
Yeah, I think I had a few, like graduating from school, there were some things that I wanted to do that weren't involving music, but I was keen to get into a uni degree at UQ doing sociology, and I was really like looking forward to it and everything. But I think my passion's always lied in music, and I think it's always been what I've wanted to pursue and kind of give it a red hot go. So I've had music in the forefront of my mind for quite a while, just because I get so much joy out of it, and I'm always, surrounded by it in my household. So it's like it was not I wouldn't say unavoidable, but it was definitely something that I've always wanted to pursue.
Is that joy aspect the thing that draws you most to it in terms of what you'd like to offer to the world?
Oh, definitely, Melissa. I think I can't walk past the piano without having a play, so it's always brought me a lot of joy, and it's been that one thing that, you know, if you're not feeling 100%, it's always there for you. Like, I can get my little journal out and have a write, it's brought me a lot of joy, and I hope that the music that I release reflects that as well, and you can I guess I definitely have a lot of passion in music, and I've always loved it. And there's been artists who have inspired me and have, you know, are clearly just as passionate about their own music. So I think it's definitely inspired me. I just love it. I absolutely love it.
Who have been some of your go-to artists when you've been feeling down or, you know, just need a bit of a kind of lift up? Who have you tended to turn to musically?
Yeah, it changes, I guess. At the moment, I'm pretty obsessed with, I love Phoebe Bridgers. She's always good for if I want a good cry when I'm listening to some music. Or I really love Faye Webster as well. So they've been the ones on constant repeat on the Spotify at the moment. I love artists that really move me, and they're definitely two that I think their music definitely moves me a lot.
Now, we talked earlier about, so you've got these two major nominations on the cards for Saturday night, and you've just begun releasing last year, so relatively recent. Has it felt like, would you say, a meteoric rise?
Yeah, I definitely was not expecting the nominations whatsoever, because the Nemas have always been something that I've seen as like the artists that I've looked up to since I was a kid. You know, they're the ones kicking all these amazing goals, and I think it's incredible to receive the recognition of getting nominations, really, and just that in general is I'm pinching myself for sure. But I think I've really just appreciated the support over the last year as well of you know, just the plays and the charts, and it's really been incredible. But I think, when it came to releasing music, I just love it. And I love seeing that people can find a connection through what I'm writing about, especially songs that I was really nervous to release. They were, you know, really vulnerable songs that I've kind of kept in like the book by the side of my bed for a while. It's just amazing to see people finding a connection through my music. So it's just incredible honour.
Is Letting Go one of those tracks?
Yeah, I think so. As it was my debut, I was incredibly nervous to put it out. I wrote it with Garrett, and we really enjoyed the writing process and everything. But I think even it was, one of the first co-writes I'd ever done, and I was incredibly nervous stepping into it. But it's one of the tracks where it was like the first hurdle for me as an artist, just getting it out in the world and kind of, I was incredibly nervous releasing it, because I was, it was my first, ever piece that I'd ever released. So I was very nervous, but it's definitely one of those tracks for me.
Touring. Okay. So I see you're going to be alongside artists like Thelma Plum, a bunch of others. Is that something you're used to?
Yeah. Touring's definitely been, it's one of my favorite aspects. I absolutely love playing live, and, I started my, I guess, career in music by being on the road with Dad for quite a while, and I really enjoyed that entire, like, the whole year we were together of playing music. But it was I've been playing a few gigs around Brisbane and a couple of ones up in Cairns, so it's been really awesome. But I'm so super stoked to go on the road with Thelma. I'm thinking, like, it's just it. Yeah, I'm pinching myself once again, because she's definitely been one of the artists that's inspired me to even get into music. And I think I first started listening to her music when I was probably about 15, and I would never imagine that I'm about to go on the road with her. That was definitely not expecting that whatsoever, but it's I'm really, really, really looking forward to the shows.
Are you actually attending NEMA itself in person?
Unfortunately, I'm not able to get up there because I have some gigs in Brisbane, but I'm going to be back up in Northern Territory for the Freedom Day Festival at the end of this month. So I'm super stoked about that. But I'm so sad, because I know it's going to be such a great night, and my dad always raves about how good the Nemas are. But I'll have to stream for sure.
Oh, I have a very strong feeling, as I'm sure many people do, that you'll be back up there again anyway. So, sad for you as well, but you've got such a bright horizon by the sounds of it.
Thank you, Melissa.
Jim, thank you so much for taking this time out of your day today, and all the best with your vocation and with the joy of music.
Thank you so much, Melissa. I really appreciate it.
It was dawn and the night had gone to sleep.
That was Jem Cassadaly speaking to me last Thursday, and I need to say Jem was extremely gracious in our talk. Jem's been nominated for two awards in this year's NEMAs, the New Talent of the Year Award and the Album of the Year Award. She released her album, I Don't Know Who to Call, just last May, May the 27th. On that album is a track she first released last year called Letting Go. We're going to listen to that now. This is a track that Jem co-wrote with artist Garrett Cato.
It was dawn and the night had gone to sleep. I was wrong, I should think before I speak. Why am I so emotional every time that I lose control? It was dawn, this ain't where I'm supposed to be. And you say, is everything okay? You look like you're falling apart in every single way. You say this feeling won't last forever. Time is all we have together. Let go of myself. Gotta let go of myself. Clouds will break from storm. Everything okay? You look like you're falling apart in every single way. You say this feeling won't last forever. Time is all we have together. Let go of myself. Gotta let go of myself. Clouds will break from storms. Let go of myself.